I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1950. That was the day 4,600 baggage handlers, mechanics, and store personnel ended their strike against American Airlines. The 11-day strike affected airports in 34 cities, crippling 80% of Americans' operations. Transport Workers Union leader Mike Quill demanded wage increases, job security, and the guarantee against subcontracting out of maintenance work. The transport workers had been locked into negotiations and mediation for months leading up to the strike at the beginning of March. In her book, On the Ground, Labor Struggle in the American Airline Industry, Liesl Miller-Ornick notes that the strike was an example of cross-skill solidarity within the union. Union baggage handlers were the first to walk out. Quill hoped to garner support by emphasizing that the planes were improperly maintained. He demanded that President Truman take over the airlines on the basis that the planes were unsafe for public transportation. Support for the strike remained strong in larger cities. But in smaller cities, strikers looked to return to work. Miller-Ornick adds, the strike victory resulted in industry firsts, a severance package for laid-off workers, and a company policy pledging only to subcontract mechanical work that American Airlines employees did not have time to do. Though they did not gain wage increases, they did win significant increases in sick leave, 3 weeks paid vacation after 12 years of service instead of 15, and paid mealtimes for night shift workers. Transport Workers Union members at Pan Am were inspired to strike over similar demands 2 months later. The victory at American spurred national mediators to hammer out a settlement in favor of Pan Am strikers only 17 hours after the strike was called. Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.